You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Just a warning to our listeners, this next story is definitely not suitable for young ears. It's a well-known terrorist group, one that made national headlines after 9/11. They often get new recruits to do their dirty work. Members have been known to live in the suburbs, operating secretly. Recently, the feds moved in to try to disrupt their operations. One other thing you should know, they are uniquely Texan. And their members almost never talk to reporters. But one did talk with NPR's John Burnett, who's here to talk with us right now. John, welcome back to The Standard.
Thanks, David.
I haven't said what this group is yet, because I think when we hear about domestic homegrown terrorist groups, certain stereotypes come to mind, and they often don't include white males. But white male is at the very core of this group.
The Aryan Brotherhood of Texas. This is a group that started in California in the 60s, started in Texas in the 80s. You've got chapters from California to Florida, but the feds had decided that Texas has the most brutal, the most violent of all, and they had to be taken down. And so they launched this very aggressive 6-year prosecution effort to get them on RICO indictments, put 73 back in prison, and one of them talked to me.
How did you get this one individual? What is the person's name that you spoke with?
James Chance Burns.
James Chance Burns. How did you get James Burns to talk with you?
Well, he had been sitting in administrative segregation, which is essentially lockdown, for 23 hours a day for the last 2 years, and I suspect was really bored and wanted to talk about the family that he's been a member of for many, many years.
The family being the Brotherhood.
This is the name for the Aryan Brotherhood. Burns was a senior major in the ABT, as they're called, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. His nickname is Chance because under his chin, he has tattooed in big Roman letters, last chance, because he says, by the time they send me to see you, it's your last chance.
So he's an enforcer.
He was, among other things. Yeah, he decided what disciplinary action should be taken against gang members that they suspected of different offenses against the gang, like snitching to the cops, mm-hmm. or forgetting the creed, or ripping off another brother.
When you talked with him, what did you want him to talk about with you?
Well, first of all, you got to picture this scene, David. I mean, here we are in this high-security prison in South Texas. They bring him in handcuffed. He's just all buffed up because all he does is do push-ups all day in his mm-hmm. in his cell. He's got swastika tattoos from his neck down. They put him in this kind of 19th-century cage with big black bars, and he's got this grin with this meth mouth. And I wanted to know, is it true, as the feds have said, that they have decapitated, have they decimated the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas? But we also talked about one of his most notorious crimes.
All right. I've actually heard this audio. You're about to hear it, folks. But a warning, this is not for the faint-hearted. This is pretty graphic stuff. Let's roll tape.
That patch on his side, I burned it off.
With the blowtorch?
Right.
What was that like?
It stinks.
What stinks?
Just your skin. It catches on fire. Your grease in your body, and on that side, there's a lot of fat there. So, and I burned off his arm and on his back.
So when he talks about burning the patch, he's talking about literally burning a tattoo, a Brotherhood tattoo off the side of one of his brothers.
That's right. This is the revered symbol of membership in the ABT that you only get. It's blood in and blood out. So you have to commit a murder or a violent assault to get in the gang. And once you get that patch, you have to really commit quite an offense to get it burned off in such a brutal way.
Did he talk about, I mean, you mentioned the decapitation of the organization. Does he seem to think that this has had the effect that the feds and other law enforcement agencies think it has?
Well, before we get to what he thinks, let me tell you what investigators think. I talked to a veteran gang investigator at the Harris County Sheriff's Office mm-hmm. in Houston, as right. well as an investigator with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and they said they've noticed less activity. They just see fewer Aryan brothers around. You don't see as many in prison now, so they have taken a big hit. Also, Mark Potok over at the Southern Poverty Law Center that mm-hmm. follows hate groups, he says the same thing. So regardless of what James Burns tells us, we know the gang has taken a big hit. But of course, Burns also wanted to put a good face on a bad situation. And he said, oh, the government just helped us kind of trim our bad wood. You know, we didn't want those guys anyway. If they were going to talk about the family.
But even if you don't buy that logic, you are talking about sending these Brotherhood members back into the prison system, which right. is where this Aryan Brotherhood got its start in the first place.
State prisons. The power of these big RICO cases they make is that they disperse members all over the country in federal prisons. Mm-hmm. And if you're sitting in a federal prison in New York State, you may not meet another ABT member. Your girlfriend is not going to be close enough to come visit you, and then you can give her messages to give to the gang back home. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you really do weaken them when you move them all over the country.
So you have a takedown of the Aryan Brotherhood. No doubt that leaves a vacuum?
Well, it does. And of course, you know, more than half of all of the Aryan Brothers who were convicted talk to the authorities. They snitch to the police, which is
the very thing that this Brotherhood is so violently against.
Cardinal sin. So I talked to James Burns about that.
I love them dudes. I still do.
But
there ain't no buts to it. I still love them. I mean, they're real genuine guys, and it took a big man to get in front of the Aryan Brotherhood and say that they did something, wouldn't you think?
So what happens to them now? Do they have a death sentence against them?
I don't know.
I mean, isn't that what happens to a snitch in the Aryan Brotherhood?
I don't know.
So while he was saying, I don't know, he was nodding his head, yes. Every one of those guys has a death sentence against them. In fact, one of the generals that testified for the government named Terry Littlewood Sillars, Burns has a tattoo of him on his neck with Littlewood hanging from a gallows.
John, let me just ask you a personal question. This sounds like stuff that you'd see in a movie. I mean, like Silence of the Lambs or something. Were you scared?
No. No, there were a couple of gang investigators with the prison that were there the whole time. They were interested in what he had to say as well. And to a certain extent, he was doing some public relations. I think he wanted to kind of tell the world that the gang was down but not out.
John Burnett is working on a full-length feature story for All Things Considered, which is likely to be broadcast later this week. John, thanks so much for coming in and giving us a preview.
It's my pleasure.